Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Bus Binge. My name is Natalie. I'm fine. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy. We're starting out really well with this show. Can't you tell?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, you didn't even see that you were awake.
What?
You weren't even awake at the beginning of the last episode.
I'm sorry. I'm very tired. Anyway, I respect your opinions about this show. I respect your choices and all that stuff. All right. End of sentence.
Okay, good.
We can have different opinions about something.
We do.
Honestly, it makes the podcast more interesting.
I think so, too. All right.
Anyway. So
we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. Yeah, definitely. Again, there's cursing
in the show. We're going to be talking about Fleabag season 1 episode 2. We never said that.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Right. There is every imaginable trigger warning about this show. So if you've not watched it and you're not into very, very sexual content, because there's very, very sexual content in the show, don't watch it. But there are a lot of trigger warnings here, and we're just not going to get into all of them. Assume that everything applies. Anything that could set you off will apply to this show. We also have spoilers if you've not watched the show. Again, in my opinion, is a show that gets better over time, but is very, very tough to get through the first couple episodes. And we're still in the first couple episodes, so there we go. And we are having something to drink. What are we having to drink, Natalie?
I'm having a mocktail that we invented, I suppose. I probably didn't invent this, but it's pineapple juice and some ginger ale, and I'm calling it up the bum, I suppose.
Up the bum, yeah.
Up the bum.
It's
not just a finger.
Mine is a variation on that. It is pineapple juice and ginger beer, and based on that, I'm calling it pineapple upside down. Which might also be up to them, is, you know, whatever.
A pineapple?
Upside down.
Okay. All right, let's get into episode 2 of Fleabag. Weird music moment on the tube to some dubstep, showing people
in pain.
Is that
dubstep? Really? I
recognize the song, but I forgot the name. Showing people in pain, which makes Fleabag realize her period is coming, which is very funny.
It is funny, but again, you really get the sense that this is probably better in concept than it was visually, and they really had to stretch to like make it work, because you're looking at like, is this performance art? What do we have going on here? Because again, some of these are just very cerebral comic ideas, some of which work and some of which don't.
Okay. She goes over to Claire's house and she needs to talk to Claire's husband. They make very awkward small talk.
Ugh.
Claire's
husband's terrible, by the way.
Claire's husband is Martin. He's awful.
He's American.
An art dealer.
Is he really an art dealer? I thought he was just like selling stuff. I think he's just selling stuff on the internet.
Fuck if I know. Anyway, when she's going in as an excuse to talk to Martin, she tells Claire that he's throwing her a surprise birthday party, which Claire completely freaks out about because she hates surprises. Which is very
funny.
She's
such a control freak. She's so OCD. It's
so
super
funny. That the entire arc of Claire being like, you're throwing me a surprise party, fuck! That goes on for like two episodes.
It does. And the way she behaves is something that your brother accuses me of anytime we have like family over. It is so funny.
You're more lenient.
I'm way more relaxed than this, but at the same time, he really believes that I'm not.
Anyway, he's an Martin's an art seller. She's trying to get him to sell the statue for her, and he's like, "For sure, I'll take 10%."
Who's the artist? Yeah, who's the artist? He knows nothing about it, honestly, and that's what makes me believe he's just like selling shit on eBay.
I mean, I think that's a pretty basic question, Mom, to ask if someone's trying to sell you art. Who's the artist? Is I think the first.
Where
question.
Did you get it? And she admits she stole it.
Yeah,
but she claims to have stolen it from like someone in the flea market or something.
Anyway, Harry, her ex is packing up his stuff at the apartment, according to her. Harry wants, and she's talking to Claire about this, how they're not, how they broke up and all that stuff. And Harry would often say random shit. Like, I wrote this quote down. You're not like other girls. You can keep up. Okay, shut the fuck up.
Well, again, I think there's a lot of misandry going on here. Like, oh, all men are just horribly degrading, whatever.
And not all men, and we will get there.
But again, I think she is the kind of character, and we saw this with the banker, that takes everything as a negative that someone else started. And she accuses Martin of that. Like he starts things and, you know, takes offense that you're offended by this offensive thing that he started.
Martin and Fleabag are very too. Similar
they
people.
Are. They are. They're
which she refuses to accept.
Ever.
And she just, she thinks he's scum of the earth, awful, not good enough for her sister, which is all true.
Right.
But they are very similar people who are very self-destructive. But right. He passes it off as a joke while she kind of does the same, but she usually just like lets it linger.
Yeah.
Anyway, Harry took everything. Sometimes he deep cleans the apartment while crying, but he always leaves a dinosaur figurine to come back
for. A little
for.
Raptor.
Next day, she's feeling really good about her appearance, you know, and it's a very relatable moment. It's like, you ever have that day where like you do set aside some time to like make yourself look good, but it all just like comes together. Like
your hair is like just doing the right thing, all that stuff.
New top, kind of sexy, like everything's perfect. And then she notices this guy kind of checking around. She's like, oh, wonder what he's going to say about this. And he just says, walk of shame.
Right. Because you know, she's thinking, oh, everyone wants to hit on me. Everyone wants to have sex with me. And she's also like super horny because that's this character in this season. That is like almost the entirety of her character is I'm horny all the time.
Yeah, that's touched on a little bit later. Anyway, there's an awkward encounter with a customer in her cafe. And then her dad comes into the cafe and is inarticulate, but eventually asks if she took the sculpture, which she says no.
So part of what's funny about this is she's sitting there thinking, I want to bang whoever comes in the door next, and it's her dad. And she's like, oh, that's a problem.
At least she identifies that as a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she, or some customers, and she says, no, I didn't steal the statue. What statue, huh? And he's like, okay, good. That's job done. I don't have to talk to you anymore.
Right. Well, he's so, like, uncomfortable with the confrontation. Much like there's passive aggressiveness elsewhere, he's just passive. Like
he's just passive.
He does and not want
to. He's true neutral,
like
which is not something you need to be in this situation.
No.
Which, to be fair, it is an awkward conversation to have with your daughter, regardless of your relationship with her, but especially with the awkwardness that already exists in their relationship. Being like, "Hey, did you steal this thing?"
Yeah.
And then her being like, "No," and he's like, "Oh, job done. I don't have to talk to you anymore. All right, great, bye."
Yeah, take it face down. Yay.
He does stop for a second. And he's like, "You are healthy, right?" And then she's just like, yeah. And then he's like, okay. And then asks no more questions.
Right.
Anyway.
Yoga girls come in and they want risotto.
Which is like, what?
Or risotto.
What kind of cafe? Like, maybe they do, but that's a bold assumption. risotto is not easy to make from scratch.
So she's
as
like,
someone
hey,
who has done it alongside you,
yeah,
it's not easy to do from scratch.
And it's certainly not something that can be
it
done
is
in 2 minutes.
Time consuming if you're doing it, especially a large batch.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's at the store getting risotto for some customers.
Fleabag goes, she's like, oh, why don't you stay here and I'll be back. So
yeah.
She goes to get frozen risotto, which is hilarious.
Yeah, honestly, it's what those girls deserve at this point. While getting feminine products, since her period is coming, the guy from the pilot, up the bum
anal guy.
Anal guy, we'll just call him anal guy. They make plans for later, and she's like, fuck yeah, this is perfect, I really wanted to get laid. And she's just like, okay, great. I forget if it's at this point or if it's like the next episode or something, she has this monologue on the toilet talking about sex. I think it might be this episode, I don't know.
There's
after she comes back to the apartment and it's
okay.
Clean.
Yeah.
She has this thing about she doesn't even really love the feel of sex. She just likes the primalness of it and like when knowing somebody wants her. And I think that's a big part of her character or psyche of just wanting to be wanted. And
she is a sucking leg hold of physical need, not emotional need.
Essentially.
Yeah.
She's kind of putting her emotions to the side for that, and putting everyone else's emotions to the side as well. So she goes back to the cafe. She's heating up the risotto. The customers get freaked out by the guinea pig that they keep in the cafe named Hillary.
The guinea pig was actually a gift from Fleabag to Boo. And for whatever reason, Boo became so attached to it that it became the entire thing, the cafe. But they freak out that the guinea pig starts, like, you came into a guinea pig cafe.
Yeah, what were you expecting? She meets Fleabag meets up with the guy, and they
Anal
essentially,
guy.
yes, they essentially like get in the bath, have some
Oh,
wine, and
this,
are just,
no. You are missing the best
oh, I'm
part of
sorry, I
all of
missed it
this,
initially, so
which is in
go ahead.
the background, and they don't emphasize it nearly enough. So she's standing in his bedroom with a glass of wine. He comes upstairs with another glass of wine. But on his bed is this adorable black cat that
I
they
didn't
don't
see
focus
it.
on at all. That would be the best part of this whole episode, but no.
Yeah. Anyway, they get into the bath in a bubble bath, and they ask each other existential questions. Like hers are not that deep. His are like, "What's your greatest fear?" or whatever. And she's just like, "When did you know you were handsome?" And he was
I
like,
was nine.
"Probably 9, 11 when the ants got weird around me." I'm like, "Okay, we're gonna
But
move on just from that."
they once again have
Oh,
he
he
they
also
don't say
asked, well, sorry, he also asked her if she's lonely, and she's just like, I don't know, maybe. And then he's just like, she's like, do you feel lonely? And then he's just like, no, I'm not actually.
never because he has this adorable cat.
And that's why.
That explains everything.
What do you want to name the cat?
Boo. No. That would
Bum?
be it. No. Cat sinuses are not that
Hole?
attractive.
Black hole? We're getting there.
We're getting there.
In
I'll
the middle
think
of
on it.
sex, he talks about how smaller boobs are,
Yeah,
which, like, that's going to turn you on.
it's starting to make it feel like he really would prefer men.
Yeah, it is giving that vibe, isn't
Yeah.
it? She or maybe he does like small boobs. I can't tell.
It's very hard to say.
Then he turns her on her side and
Has
immediately starts
anal
going right into
again.
the anus.
Yep.
She tries to, while this is happening, she's breaking the fourth wall. She's like, I'm not going to call Harry. Harry's your safe space, but we're not going to call Harry. And then immediately she calls Harry.
Right. Her hair's still wet.
Yeah.
She meets with Harry and has a drink.
Yes.
And he had been
He
on
had
all
been,
this.
it's he's in the intermission for cats, but
Yep.
he has a feeling it won't end well for them, so he came there instead. He took a work friend who was a girl to the theater with him. She returns his dino figurine. Harry tries to refuse to get back together, but they end up in bed together anyway. She breaks the fourth wall and is upset that he wants to make love all the time while she wants to get fucked, essentially.
Well, part of what's really obvious about this is number one, like she's like, oh, well, he's just too gentle and wants to make love. And she's thinking about having sex with some old guy she had sex with who, like, was talking about, oh, you're so young and whatever. I mean, it is again that whole desire element that's very important to her. And I just.
I mean, Harry's doing all the right stuff. Like he's being gentle, he's telling her how much he missed her and all that stuff. But she's just like, and he's checking on her and seeing how she's doing, like a gentleman and all that stuff. But I don't know. She just does, she wants to get plowed and he's not plowing.
Let's call the cat Void.
Yes, that's a great name. Did you
Void.
look that
I looked up
up?
synonyms for black hole. There are a bunch of them.
Void is a great name.
Blank is a good one too.
Nah, Void.
Void's good. I
We
like Void.
just got done with them at World's End, so
Yeah.
I think we're in a good place for Void instead of Blank.
Yes.
She has to finish herself because clearly she wasn't getting aroused enough for the love with the love making. Harry says they should stop masturbating, and she's like, huh? No. He also wants to surprise them to surprise each other each day, which is a lot to ask. Maybe a week, maybe once a
Yeah,
week.
but every day
Every
it's like,
day you have to come up with a new way to surprise each other. You're gonna run out of
what are
shit
you, like a Hallmark
immediately.
person? I mean, she's just like, yikes.
How many surprises can you do?
I don't know.
I don't know, Marco. Anyway, he kisses her goodbye and says, see you later. And then he talks straight to her vagina and says, he'll see it later too.
Well, and I should point out, when he starts talking about, oh, we shouldn't masturbate anymore, like, she reaches into her pants. It's like, she really has a very serious problem. Like, she masturbated during their sex the night before.
Yeah, she had to finish herself.
Yeah, but because she pushed him away.
Yes. No, yeah. I'm not saying that she was...
She's awful.
I don't even know if he finished. Maybe he did? I don't know.
Very hard to say.
Anyway, Claire comes to the cafe for lunch and wants to organize her own surprise party, and surprise she already has. She's talking in hypotheticals until the end, where she's like, I actually have already planned it. It's on that. Friday, it's at 7.
And the surprise is 7:30, so you come at 7 and the surprise is 7:30.
She offers money because she notices some bills that haven't been paid and are past due and all that stuff, but Fleabag refuses them and then charges her £25 for a sandwich.
Yeah.
Harry has made her, she goes home, Harry has made her a surprise dinner and is in the shower, and because he thought she was going to take longer, and she remembers she needs to do a surprise too. And so she dresses like a burglar and with a knife and scares the living shit out of him in the shower like a psycho.
Well, and he has this complete like heart meltdown. Attack. I mean, he's like having a
I don't blame him.
Chest. He's terrified.
And then he's crying. He starts asking if she's okay. It's very funny. Are you okay? And she's just like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry. That was just supposed to be a little fun, little ninja surprise.
Jeez, it's really, really bad.
And then she goes and she's like, I'm going to go get us some wine. So she steals a bottle of wine from the liquor store down the street.
She's clearly done it before because the store owner's yelling at her like, if you do that again, I'll prosecute you or whatever.
Yeah. Then she comes to the apartment and he has a towel on his head. Like a turban.
He has like no hair.
It's hilarious. I love it so much. He's sitting like a disappointed dad with a daughter coming home after curfew.
He's giving that energy. He's got the turban on his head. Like, it's so funny.
Very funny. He has found a ton of porn on his laptop, which was put there by her, obviously.
It's all different kinds.
And then he starts naming them. It kind of reminded me of in Veep when they start naming all of the things they call Jonah at the court case.
Jonah, yeah. Yeah.
There's so this Fubaka. I love Veep. Veep is also one of those things that... Funny. Maybe we should do Veep at some point. Maybe Anyway, he says, "Don't make me hate you. Loving you is painful enough." And she's like, "Write that down."
It's almost like he's a songwriter or a poet or something. But mm-hmm. you know, for your music stuff, and he does have a guitar when he's leaving. So
that's true.
So he does because he can't help himself. And then she says, they say something else, and she's like, he's gonna write that down too.
It's very funny. The person from work apparently loves him, who he took to Cats.
Yes,
that's not something you do to someone you love, but
I love him talking about Cats. So it's like, I left at the interval. It's probably I didn't think it was gonna turn out well for the Cats, so it's probably just as well that I left them then so that I didn't see them turn out then.
Yes, very funny. I wanted to remember them the way they were. And also, as far as I know, Old Deuteronomy is kidnapped at the end of Act 1 by McCavity. So I don't know if you want to remember Old Deuteronomy that way. Anyway, if I kind of know that much about Cass, it's alarming.
It's unnerving to me.
I've watched the movie. The person who he took to Cats loves him, and he needed to be sure that this relationship was over, which it is to him now. And so he says he doesn't hate her, but he's scared for her, and they break up again. She gets cocky about the dino still being there, but then he comes back and takes it.
And that's the end of the episode. It's the end of the episode. What were your best parts?
Claire, I love her planning her own surprise birthday party. It's so fucking funny. Like, in the next episode, there's something so funny about it. I just love it so much. Harry, I love Harry's like drama. Me having the turban on his head, talking about cats. Like, I love him. He's very funny. I think he's a very funny guy. And Does he say some cringy ass shit? Yes, he does. Like, you're not like most girls. You get it. You
yeah,
can
that,
keep
that
up.
is the one thing that stuck in her mind that he's done that's bad. He's done
It's
like
the
all.
one thing. It's like, it's a counter, you know? Like, of the things he's done that is bad, there are like 50 million other things that are just
Great.
fine. And
Yeah.
that was like a offhand remark that you could easily be like, that offends me. Don't do that anymore.
Or you could just let it go, and if it happens again, then you talk about it.
Sure, fair enough. Anyway, anal guy's cat.
I love Anna Guy's
We love
cat.
Boyd. And this is the only time that I swear.
Hilarious.
Anyway, the ninja surprise is very funny, especially his
No,
reaction to it.
I didn't find that funny
He
at all. That
literally
was
he turns
good.
around and then he's like, I thought I was gonna get raped. And I was
Harry is funny. I don't think the surprise is funny at all.
the surprise isn't funny, but the aftermath of it's very funny. And that's what I was talking about. Anyway, and then Harry breaking up with her for good. I think that's healthy for him. I think he should do that. And also the fact that this woman from work loves him and he's just like, but I wanted to be sure about this first. It's really stupid, but okay. Obviously, you can just not be over your ex or whatever, and they obviously were in a toxic shithole. It's like whatever. However, whoa. You, if you have some, obviously, maybe they had just recently broken up, so he needed to figure himself out first. That's fine, but I don't know. It's just
I
odd.
didn't find that particularly great.
I liked him breaking up with her. That's what
Yeah,
I
I liked
liked.
him breaking up with her. But again, I think you should just stay breaking up with her. So for me, the best parts were anything that wasn't Fleabag. And then I put like, actually, no. I love Harry. I do think Claire is very, very funny. I think the dad is funny.
How he can't talk to his child.
Yes.
He's literally stumbling over his words.
I think
It's
it's
almost
so
like this is
funny.
a practice script in his head, but
Yes.
then he's like, I can't do it. Did you steal
Yeah,
it?
exactly. He was trying to have like a normal conversation and just can't like do it. He's got to just get to the point and get out of there. And Void. I love Void.
Boyd
What
is
were your
awesome.
worst parts?
Fleabag,
Yeah,
obviously.
she's
She's
just
a
awful.
she's awful. It's like she's terrible.
She's just awful. But she's so much of the show, and that's part of the problem. So what grade did you give this?
I give this a B. I think it's better than the last episode, but not by a lot.
Well, I agree. It's better than the last episode. You're not going to be happy with my
Is it like
grade.
a D?
It was a D minus.
Okay.
I gave it a D minus. It might be a D. It could be a D.
Okay.
It's possible.
I just really like Harry. Harry's
I
very
like
funny.
Harry, but I don't love Harry. So,
Okay.
I think that's
And
really
that's fine. You
it
can have
for
different
me.
opinions.
I do. And we're going to continue to probably have different opinions, but maybe not.
Well, it's kind of like our Crown season four episodes where I liked the Diana and Charles stuff more than you did.
Was it four or five?
It was four.
Five was
Four, five, I didn't give a shit.
tough.
But
Five, I guess
four,
I
I
hated.
really liked the dynamic that the younger actors brought.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Josh O'Connor.
Yeah. And
It
Emma Corrin was great.
is. Yeah. I think for me, because I wasn't alive during that time, some of the
Sure.
fictionalized
We have
elements were
different perspectives, that's
problematic.
fine. And since this is more of a raunchy, whatever the fuck this is,
Yeah. Whatever the fuck
I
this
don't
is.
know.
Comedy? Sort of? Dramedy? Something like that. But
I'd
yeah,
probably go with
I think it
comedy.
does probably appeal to your generation more than it appeals to mine, at least early on. But
And that's fine.
we've got things to discuss because there's more to this show. Thank goodness. So we hope that you join us and
Cheers.
cheers.